You're listening to SBS News.
More than 77 years removed from the only use of nuclear weapons in war, it's tempting to think that the use of nuclear weapons in war is a thing of the past. But the organisers of this week's first ever meeting of states parties to the Treaty of the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons, being held in the Austrian capital Vienna, are insisting that this is far from true. The main body working to this end is the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons, known as ICAN. Addressing the conference, United Nations Secretary-General Antonio Guterres says nuclear weapons represent the worst of humanity in several forms.
Nuclear weapons are a global scourge, a deadly reminder of countries' inability to solve problems through dialogue and collaboration. These weapons offer false promises of security and deterrence, while guaranteeing only destruction, death, and endless brinksmanship. Today, the terrifying lessons of Hiroshima and Nagasaki are fading from memory. The once unthinkable prospect of nuclear conflict is now back within the realm of possibility.
Only 9 countries, the United States, the United Kingdom, Russia, France, China, Israel, North Korea, India and Pakistan, are thought to or known to possess nuclear weapons. But Mr. Guterres says every country has an obligation to do everything they can to stop the proliferation of such weapons.
Disarmament is everybody's business, because life itself is everybody's business. The decisions you make at this meeting will help cement the treaty's position as an essential element of the global disarmament and non-proliferation architecture. And it will hopefully convince more countries to get on board. It is only by joining in solidarity that we can eliminate this scourge and get back to the business of building a better, more peaceful and trusting world for all. Let's eliminate these weapons before they eliminate us.
The Guatemala-based Maria Eugenia Villarreal is a member of ICAN's steering group. She says the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons, which was opened for signature at the United Nations in New York in 2017, is gaining momentum.
We feel strong. We feel self-confident that the treaty is working. We have many expectations that all the countries join the treaty. That's why we are here with them, talking about the consequences of the nuclear weapons, seeing how they can join the treaty and ratify the treaty, and in some way to get together to stigmatize these nuclear weapons.
3 more countries have joined in Vienna this week: Cape Verde, Grenada and East Timor. That brings the number of nations to have ratified it to 65, although none of the countries that possess nuclear weapons have signed. Ms. Villarreal says the notion that the voices of smaller countries do not count in this matter is not true.
We feel proud that most of the countries in Latin America and some countries in the Caribbean, this is the case of Grenada, has ratified the treaty. Every country counts in this treaty. It doesn't matter if they have nuclear weapons or don't have nuclear weapons. We need that each country in the world join the treaty.
Australia is attending this meeting as an observer through government backbencher Susan Templeman. Australia is not yet a signatory to the treaty. The Guardian is reporting a group of 55 former Australian diplomats have written an open letter to Prime Minister Anthony Albanese urging that Australia ratifies the treaty. It's something for which Mr. Albanese was an advocate in opposition in 2018. Another key focus at this meeting is young people. Nigerian Uzachukwu Ohanyere is part of the event's youth delegation. He says it's important that younger people take the lead in the fight against nuclear weapons.
Quite frankly, we have a longer time to spend on this earth than older people, because most of them are, you know, really old and they don't have much time left on earth. So they're going to have to pass the mantle down to the next generation and the next generation. So instead of having it change each generation, it's much better if young people take the mantle up and, you know, advocate over decades.
And he says the twin threats of nuclear weapons and climate change have to be combated together.
There's definitely a nexus between nuclear weapons and climate change, in the sense that those two issues pose the single greatest threat to human existence. And it would be instructive for us to, you know, connect it, find an intersectionality between those two issues and advocate alongside each other because they have to be addressed together.
Nuclear Ban Week in Vienna runs through to the 24th of June. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.